Welcome to the City Commute with me, Dan Bates, and Matt Elliott, who looks like he's just woken up there.
You startled me there, Dan, so he caught me off guard. Yep, let's go.
Liverpool then, at the weekend, on Saturday, 7 from 7 in the Premier League. Liverpool, they won in the Champions League in midweek, only just though. Yeah. So Leicester probably will go there with confidence of potentially getting a result.
Well, they'll go there with hopes. More than expectations, I suppose, but that's a sort of test for Leicester's mentality, though. You know, how they approach this game. You know, are they going there to, you know, to be part of, you know, a high-profile, well-fought contest, and be part of it, or are they going there to actually send ripples, you know, through the Premier League and go and cause a real problem for the boys in red? Because Liverpool, I mean, was it 7 in 7? 17 on the trot, I think, overall in the Premier League off the back end of the last season. Incredible run of results. But the performances sort of give the opposition hope, maybe, you know, to extract something. But having said that, you know, there's always a counter-argument because they've got the home form at Anfield is particularly good over a sustained period of time. They've got the tightest defence in the league, on par with Leicester, yeah. Ironically. And, you know, there's lots of reasons why it's going to be a difficult weekend. But there's also a few reasons why Leicester can go there and make
and
something
potentially
happen.
Potentially get something.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one, their own form, which is the most important, the way they're going to approach it. But two, little chinks in the armour defensively. You saw that against Salzburg, where they conceded 3 in quick succession. They haven't looked quite as efficient defensively, despite the record, the goals against record, as they have done. So, you know, and Leicester are a better side, a more complete all-round outfit this campaign than last. And, yeah, really intrigued to see if the boys can take it to Liverpool and really contest the issue on level terms.
Well, you enjoy your on Match Day -2 on LCFC TV this week. You can, of course, watch that back on LCFC.com. But I said on that can Leicester go there and treat it almost like a free hit? But you didn't like the terminology of free hit because you think it's more than that.
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit of not a cop-out, but it's a little bit of an excuse, possibly, if you treat it like that. And, you know, I think these days, excellent as Liverpool and Man City are, you know, I think Leicester City supporters are hopeful, and I think people around the club and the players included in that, and certainly the manager, are hopeful that Leicester can try and bridge that gap to some extent. But Leicester are striving to be as good as they can, and if they, you know, if they're going to get anywhere near the levels that they're perhaps aiming at, you know, they need to go and perform at these places. So it would be a huge disappointment if things didn't go somewhere near to how they're expected and or how they're wished for. And you know, I think it's tired of weekend, isn't it? It's game of the weekend.
Which Leicester have been involved in a few of those.
Yeah, exactly. They have been. They have been a few times. Man United didn't quite materialise. Tottenham, it did. You know, what a weekend. Everyone had set the weekend off, and if Leicester could repeat that against the might of Liverpool, then brilliant stuff. But I think the players will. It's not do or die, is it? I understand what you're saying from that aspect, but at the same time, you know, there's an element of pressure. Say, okay, you stood up to the test like you did against Tottenham, Newcastle. You showed that you are, you know, how capable you really are. But let's go and see what you can do against the big boys. And yeah, real intriguing prospect.
Well, one of the current group that are going up there on Saturday is, of course, Ben Chilwell, who's been speaking ahead of the clash, and he says that confidence is high in the dressing room after that fantastic win over Newcastle.
Yeah, very confident, you know, especially off the back of a 5-0 win against Newcastle and, you know, 5 great goals that we scored. You know, the confidence is very high in the club at the moment, and like I said, the training's very good at the moment this week. You know, we've made sure that we've trained very hard, and you know, especially after winning 5-0, it wasn't, okay, we've won 5-0, let's, you know, relax. The manager makes sure that we keep training hard, and, you know, he came in the change room after Newcastle and he obviously he's very happy, but he doesn't really show it to us. He says, yeah, you were good today, but you know, we've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, confidence high, as Ben Chilwell's saying there. It always is going to be, isn't it, after a win like that. 5-0, the best ever Premier League win for Leicester City. And we talked about it on Extra Time, didn't we, about how good of a win that was, how good of a performance it was from Leicester City.
Yeah, it was top class against distinctly on the day average opposition, you have to say, who rarely threatened, certainly after the first 10 minutes or so. But, demolition job by Leicester. You don't see that happening too often in the Premier League in general. And when it occurs, enjoy it. But Ben Chilwell, yeah, spoke about the spirit there, and you'd expect nothing else, would you? But what they need to do is continue that momentum and make sure the spirit's good on Monday morning after the weekend when they go into training or whenever it is. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they've won the game against Liverpool, but if they put up a resilient performance, an impressive performance, and, try and at least contend on level terms that were spoken about with Liverpool, then they can come through that with their confidence and their pride intact and say, okay, it didn't quite work out with possibly, or hopefully it did. We don't know, but sometimes games of football don't necessarily go your way despite doing everything you possibly can. So if they've got their side of things correct and they come through that and knowing full well that they gave it their all and their all is somewhere close to being good enough, then they'll still have that good spirit. But they're going up there. There's a lot of focus on the game, isn't it? And they won't want to let themselves down. I'm sure they won't.
Well, as I said, you were on Extra Time. Tony Cotty was, Steve Walsh were, and you're all debating what Leicester City's greatest ever Premier League performance was.
Being serious, I think I agree with Matt. I think the win at the Etihad when they beat Man City, because that was the title winning season, and I think that was an absolutely fabulous performance, and it was one of those where everyone went, wow. These are serious contenders. They're not just going to finish in the top four. They are serious title contenders, and that was a real impact performance.
I was at that game, and I must admit, when I came into the hospitality after with Gary Owen, and they would just said, look, you've got this. They were almost telling us
even then
that you're going to win this title. And I must admit, I had a feeling of thinking that is the turning point in this season, and we still got plenty of games to go. But what a result!
Yeah, I think that Man United game here was in terms of excitement, wasn't it? And it was all
I'd agree with that, Matt.
Relatively new again, wasn't it? Coming back into the Premier League and the expectation of what might happen, and for that to occur seemed ridiculous. But I think for me, I'll go for the context of it, like for the Man City.
But Vardy's that goal he scored against Liverpool at home as well, that game, that was an atmosphere.
A memorable game.
That was a game that I thought that goal was just...
you picked out the win over Manchester City, as we just heard there. But what about games that you were involved in? I know there was a 5-2 against Sunderland, which was...
Yeah, that sticks in the mind. It was a pretty complete performance. Disappointed to concede the two, of course, but... Yeah, that was most memorable, I think, for the partnership. Well, two reasons, but both involving Stan Collymore. One, the partnership with Emil Heskey. I think it was the first time they'd properly played together, certainly, I think, at Filbert Street from the start. And an awesome duo they looked on that occasion, but sadly, it was the only time, I think, that they started the game together. Stan got his hat trick. Emil got one, I think, at least as well. And what a front two that would have been if it was left to develop a little bit, but sadly wasn't the case. But it was not long after we'd won the Worthington Cup final as well, so there was a feel-good factor around the club and everything was going our way, and then Stan turns up and joins the party, didn't he, and scores a hat-trick, and everyone's dreaming of what could possibly be, but Emil left and it all sort of tapered out a little bit. But That was a good game. That was a good game. But for me, the Arsenal game, the three each as well, sticks in my mind. Numerous games, too many to mention, really. But the one overall, I think in terms of quality of opposition, in any era that I've been associated with Leicester, it would have to be the one against Man City away at the Etihad.
Right, you talked about Heskey there. Of course, he went on to play his football at Anfield, didn't he?
Yeah.
But the 3 years previous to that, you guys actually had a really good record at Liverpool and at Anfield. So you won there in 97, in 99 and in 2000. Got a bit of a tricky question for you. So we do on the site commute, we ask a few questions. So in those games, you won 2-1, 1-0 and 2-0. So that's five goals scored by Leicester City. Can you name all five goal scorers?
I certainly can, because on the way to come to meet you, who did I happen to meet? John Hutchinson, club historian.
Yeah.
We had a little chat and he refreshed a few of my memories.
Go on, reel them off then.
There we go.
The first one's easy.
I better get it right now.
Yeah.
First one is me.
Yeah, you're always getting that one.
Oh, no. I'll tell you what, it's Graham Fenton.
Yep, so that was the 2-1 in 97.
2-1.
Yep.
That was not long after I signed for the club. I remember scoring then, and there was no crowd behind the goal. It was old cardboard cutout things. I had to sort of look around. It was weird, because all the Leicester fans were down the other end. It took me about 5 seconds to actually verify that I'd actually scored, celebrating in silence. Right, Fenners. So the next one was... This is so easy because I've just I've cheated in my own way without unknowingly. Ian Marshall, late winner in front of his hometown club, actually. Liverpool supporter, Marshy, even though he played for Everton. And 2000 was...
God, I'd love you to get one wrong here.
No, it's not happening. It's not happening, mate. Unfortunately for you, was... I won't go in any particular order, but Tony Cotty.
Yeah.
And the one that you might might struggle with, Phil Gilchrist, ex-teammate of mine at Oxford and Leicester.
Ding, ding, ding.
Goal for Gilly.
Correct. 5 out of 5.
There you go.
Mate.
There you go.
You say?
Cheers, John Hutchinson.
A little bit of cheating, but it doesn't matter.
I would have got one, two, I'd have got four of them. You know, one I wouldn't have got was Marshy. I forgot we'd beaten them. I forgot we'd actually beaten them. Never mind who scored. But I thought we'd only won up there twice. We won three
on the bounce.
Yeah, what's going on there?
So let's hope the current group can win there on Saturday. Of course, if you're listening in on the way up to Anfield, then have a safe trip up and enjoy the game. Brendan Rodgers has also been speaking, obviously, ahead of the game with Liverpool against his old club.
I'm really looking forward to going back. I had the great privilege of managing one of the iconic clubs in the world, and so much learning took place for me at Liverpool, and like I said, I haven't been back since I left as manager, so I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, good friends there, and like I say, I'm obviously looking forward to the game.
Well, there we go then, Matt. That's it for the City commute. We leave it now for you to say goodbye to the fans and give us a bit quick prediction ahead of the game.
Yeah, well, listen, what a weekend coming up, and people will be up bright and breezy, won't they, travelling up to Anfield, and what a prospect lies ahead. I'm sure you'll have a wonderful day. I'm considered optimism. I think it's going to be a good game. Despite the two rock-solid defences, I think there's going to be goals in the game. I'm going 2 each.
The only place you can listen to every Leicester City match online. This is LCFC Radio.